I'm trying my best to not say extra politically incorrect things. Anything unnecessary. But to speak to that idea, I'm constantly trying to find my process.
I want, when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther. You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver. You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm going to say because it's polite. They know what I'm going to say. And even if I get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that what we're supposed to do.
The reason why I went on stage, this is the reason why I did this, because creatives have got beat up my entire life. And there's moments where I stood up to drug dealers in Chicago and said, you can't have my publishing, come and kill me. Do whatever you're going to do, but you're not going to bully me. You're not going to stop me because my mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself.
But let's not be selfish, and because we're not going to change the world, let's not talk about how we should change it. I don't know how to change it, but I know if I keep talking about how dirty it is out here, somebody's going to clean it up.
And what matters is, you know, the people who are sparked by it and the people who are, like, offended by it. It doesn't fucking matter. Fuck you, you know, like, because it's about motivating the doers.
Go to that true spot in myself because I'm there every day. I can be me. I can be whoever because I'm true to me. I can go to neutral easily. A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own souls. The reason I sell 6 million records, the reason I could go to jail and come out without a scratch, the reason I can walk around, the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my face and find my soul. It's there.
Cause it ain't about me. It's about ideas, bro. New ideas. People with ideas. People who believe in truth.
I was fighting at that time for the idea of the art not being compromised. Like, I didn't curse. So what's so wrong with this concept? It seemed like there was so many, whether it's like, whether I was using imagery of the Klan or MTV, and I would say, okay, wait a second. So we can play this many G strings, right? But if you play an image of the Klan, that's, and what it came down to is, all, this is bad for business. This is bad for advertising, or it's making people think too much, or it's bringing a truth to people's attention that we don't want to. We don't feel like right now. And I think there's something.
I had to go through all that street war, everything, the same drugs that everybody else get turned out on. You know, where I would have been stopped short, I made it past. And here's where I am. But because I made it past, I missed some lessons. You know what I'm saying? And you can see the lessons that I missed when you talk to me. You can see where I haven't had a father when you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You can see where I spent a lot of my time in the streets when you talk to me. Because the words that I say are not words that come from a mother's mouth or a father's mouth. It's words that comes from a pimp's mouth or a prostitute or a hustler or a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? But to me, these were my role models.
Like, I think business has to be stupider. I tell people that, like, all the time. Like, I just want to do, like, really extremely straightforward, stupid business. Just talk to me like I'm a four-year-old. And I refuse to negotiate. I do not negotiate. I can collaborate. But, you know, I'm an artist, so as soon as you negotiate, you're being compromised. And it's extremely difficult to get your point across through compromise. So I'm just patient now. I'll wait till I'm in a situation where there's no negotiation.
It is my sensitive side that likes to blow up the hard side. Because if my image or my reputation can stop a confrontation before it happens, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I know how it is day to day. It's a constant man ego check going on in this street, in this world. So part of that is just like, you know, that's my resume. But as far as the media, they look at it something different. They don't care about my resume. They don't care about me not getting in trouble. It's just another story, you know, and it's a real story. They don't have to pay for it, and they're gonna milk it for all it's worth. As far as people, they want me, when they first see me, to humble myself. They want me to be like this and da-da-da just because they're scared of me. But I don't feel like that's my job, to humble myself, to show you that I'm not a threat. I'm not a threat unless you're a threat to me. You know what I'm saying? So when people say, when you meet Pac, he's different than he is, because when somebody one-on-one, anybody one-on-one, I believe honestly that I can talk. I believe that I have the ability to reason. I have logic. I have compassion. I have understanding. If we talk, there's no problems. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what happens. People use what they heard in the media, and that's how they come at me.
Yeah. it up for Brian Sturr. Yeah. When I gotta bring up his mic stands on his last leg. Sorry, Brian. Just be easy on it. No crazy Bill Burlings tonight, all right? All right. All right, I'm going to get up your next count, please. Nice and loud for Ian Ellis.
Yeah, one more time for finger blasting Brian Sturr's asshole. It's hard to get to, but it's worth it.
Goddamn right it is.
Good pussy hiding back there.
Always right.
Lonely. Rub his shoulders while you're back there, right? It's okay to be a gentleman. You gotta give back sometimes. My wife is pregnant. The baby is being born tomorrow. And 1, 2, 3, can we get happy birthday, Ethan? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday!
From the comedy community. We love you. You bastard. You're supposed to be here on the 16th. All right, he's the most anticipated thing to drop since, like, Dr. Dre's detox. It's not coming out. Doesn't matter how much you want it.
Else.
Oh wait, pregnancy stinks. He's like, it's magical. My wife has been belching for 3 months. It's not dignified. It's an ordeal to go through. I like talking about things that are important to women because I'm kind of confused. Like, transgender people, I think, need to be their own thing. Because sometimes, like, the woman of the year is a transgender person. I'm like, I don't know how that makes women feel that the best woman used to be a man. The richest woman on the internet used to be a man. That's feels like you're taking accomplishments away from women. Just be the best transgender person. That's got to be pretty cool, right? Fuck. I'm not against you. Just be your own thing. It's kind of awkward social messages. So I got to talk to you about my wife's OBGYN, the girl that puts her fingers in her vagina. It's a lady doctor. I'm thankful for that. I don't need some dude finger blasting my wife. Touching my kid on his soft spot. I got her name here. All right, so her name is Dr. Porter. And on her coffee mug, it says, Dr. Porter at your cervix. Is everything a joke around here? Lady doctors. I mean, am I right, guys? Hey, yo! I think about things I gotta teach my kid, and like, this is a new world with millennials and shit, and I gotta teach them, like, everybody's beautiful and unique and wonderful, and some people are pieces of shit. It's okay to stay away from them. They are still special, but don't hang out with them. It's bad for you. Everybody has blind spots. I can't do math. I also don't know spelling or grammar. I'm a terrible person to communicate with on the internet. Some people, their blind spot is they think the earth is flat. The terrible thing is that, like, every blind spot now has a support group on the internet. So bad ideas are becoming movements. Nobody knows how to stupid shame someone. Like, feels like the wrong thing to do. Along the lines of teaching my kid, we're going to close on this. You know, we always teach everybody, you're beautiful, you can be anything you want to be. We also have to teach people, it's more important to get your bread. All right. Make sure you start paying your bills, because being unique isn't going to keep your lights on, and we don't want you living with mom forever. Pay your bills, but also know basic hygiene, all right? You're beautiful and unique, but wash your ass. That's going to have a very libertarian upbringing. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Up for Ian Ellis, nice and loud. That's the last time we'll ever
see
the guy. That's it.
That's
a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay.
It's all about Ian. All right, I'm going to bring up your next comment. Please give him nice and loud.
It's all one. It's like your hands. It's like fingers, like a piano player. It's like the keys to life. It's just playing a chord. And people, they can't wrap their head around why a wrong note drives me crazy, but I'm trying to hear a beautiful chord. So people say, well, you got this, you got this, you got that. Why are you so mad about that? Well, that's a piece of the chord. I'm trying to play a chord, like two hands, you know, and then eventually a symphony. Who's to say having good taste is a good thing? Some people say everyone was born an artist, and society, their parents, they beat it out of them. There's times, there was someone after I said I was gonna run for president that showed me like a videotape of somebody making fun of me about that concept. And I was thinking like, wow, if this person was doing this from my age of 3, I would have never been me. And, you know, people say geniuses are kids with good parents. So, how do you nurture the things that people would call weird and to something that could be considered to be, to something that would be exceptional?
Hey Ian, it's Zach. I was just calling to see how you guys made out last night with the comedy, how it went and all that stuff. You're probably maybe still at work or you're home and you're crashed because you've been going for 4 or 5 days. Love you, just give me a check to call when you have a chance to. Bye.
Mike. So many movies are based on this anti-hero that's up against all odds doing the exceptional. Like, you know, maybe this would be an eloquent interview. You know, it's like a 50-50 chance every time I open my mouth. but at the end of the day, like I said, words get in the way. And regardless of if people understand this or not, you know it's Rain Man sitting here. You just fucking know it's Rain Man. So, let's go back and look at that movie. No matter what Rain Man's doing, you know if you take him to that fucking table, he's gonna pick the right cards.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on education, the sort of thinking that you've been talking about as it relates to education and the points of how education kind of falls into this conversation.
Education is in every conversation. Couldn't have a conversation without it.
These people are willing to be controlled and compromise. So...
Nothing wrong. follow the lights right in front of you. Just go with traffic, okay? You don't have to speed up. You don't have to slow down. Just like Kanye said, pump your brakes. You know, slow down. It's okay. We're going to be safe tonight. The car's being a little sluggish. A little bit worried about this. Check your engine light. But you know what? Life is too important for me to get pulled over or arrested tonight. Take us with you everywhere with the radio.com. Shout out to 104.3 Jams. Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Chicago's number one.
Uh-oh. Eminem. Yeah, have your attention, please. Your attention, please. I have a transgender mustache.